What we do is we provide people who have a passion for weather a place to discuss it, a place to, you know, talk about some of the inside baseball behind weather, because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of information that gets out there. Sometimes it's misinformation, and we try to calm people to an extent, but, you know, also raise awareness when it's the right time to raise awareness when it comes to storms or winter weather, for instance.
How did TV forecasters do in Philadelphia this winter?
That's a good question. We tracked this every winter, and we've given, you know, we've graded them, and I just kind of use that as a subjective because everybody uses different forecast methodology and comes up with two things. One is overall temperature and then snowfall. People gravitate towards snowfall, and I always say every year snowfall is a wild card. This winter is one of those years, obviously, where it is. Nobody forecasted 62 inches of snow. Nobody came close to that. The closest forecaster actually was John Polaris, who's no longer in TV, and he said 30. Most of the TV stations were 15 to 20 inches, which is pretty close to what we average in a given winter. We average about 21. But in Philadelphia, we've had winters where we've had 4, and we've had winters where we've had near 80, which was just a few winters ago. So, you know, snowfall here is incredibly variable. It's just the nature of where we live. And you know, I think part of that, just that whole variability, you know, drives interest in weather. It's not like being in Minneapolis where, you know, you're going to get snow, you know, 20 times a winter, and you know it's going to be sitting there all winter. Here it snows a lot some years, and other winters it doesn't.
Why do people love to get mad about this so much? They love when people are wrong. They love to complain about it, and yet they're glued to it.
Weather here is an interesting, just I think the whole watching weather and how much interest there is in weather. I haven't seen it in any other city that I've been in. I do think people want the forecasts to be right and expect the forecast to be right. There's a high level of demand on that. And when there isn't, and folks aren't, as I like to say, they're not humble about their mistakes, that's when things can get a little violent. You know, not necessarily people, you know, wanting to, you know, chase somebody down and beat them up in the street kind of thing, but you can see the visceral reaction in social media. You're like, oh, you're a weatherman, you never get it right. You know, they see that first forecast and they think that's gospel truth. You know, things change, things can happen that we can't, you know, that we obviously still haven't figured out and controlled.
Are there a lot of rogue weather people on your site who secretly think they can do it better?
I think what's changed in the whole conversation of weather, it's become much more social. In the past, there used to be 3 to 4 sources for weather. You had 3, 6, 10, the National Weather Service. They were your forecasters. Now you have private forecasters. You have Facebook weather pages. You have a lot of different resources that are out there that are trying to forecast, and they gain followings. Some of them do a very good job of it. I think where they, in general, can get themselves into some trouble is when they get a little too anxious and excitable about the weather. I don't know if you recall about a month ago that 30-inch snowfall map that I think had 10,000 shares or something to that effect. You know, and it all started because one person posted it on Facebook, and then it got out, and then it got out, and then before you know it, you know, my texts are just going crazy with, hey, did you hear about this 30-inch snowfall we're getting? If you recall, we had 3 inches of snow that day when we were supposed to get 30.
It seems like it's becoming a thing where it's like, oh, I got a guy who's always getting it right. So it's becoming this new, like, you want the guy who can predict the baseball outcomes, and now you want a guy or a girl who can always get it right.
Yeah, we're starting to see that, you know, and you know, I see my friends, you know, talk about that. You know, like, oh, this page, they do a really good job, or, you know, you got to watch this channel. They're really good at what they do. You know, I think most of us get it right more often than not. I mean, on the whole, it all averages out. And I think part of that's just because the science has gotten better. You know, the people who developed the computer modeling, the people who refined the computer modeling have done much better at getting this stuff correct.
Going to put you on the spot. When is spring coming?
I will say on or around March 20th. Not because it's what it says on the calendar, but that's about when we're going to warm up. I will say this. It wouldn't shock me if we hit 90 in April. Years like this, in terms of the winters that we've had, where it's been cold and we've had kind of a polar vortex type of pattern, typically allow for a very, very warm run in mid to late April, where we get close to, if not break 90.